Need a good local wine recommendation? I'm Brittany, mom of Griffin.
I'm Nicole, mom to Kennedy and Carter.
I'm Mandy, mom to Sky, Reed, and Piper.
And we're the Wine Moms! Woo! This week, as the kids borderline throw tantrums behind us... No more tantrums? This week, the Wine Moms tasted a 2012 Sangiovese made from Kitski Cellars out of Columbia Valley. Sangiovese is one of my favorites. I'm really excited to drink this one. Mandy, let's start with you. What do you think of this one?
It has a beautiful color. I'm getting a lot of berry flavor, but I love the dry finish. It seems really clean. I'd love to have this for watching our favorite Netflix series, perhaps while the children are hopefully sleeping at night.
Nicole, what do you think?
Delicious. Carter. Easy, no, thank you. Easy drinker. While my son stabs himself on a cactus.
Reed, no thank you. No.
And back to the wine. I would plan on opening this one a good time before you plan to serve. Put it in a decanter, pour it in the glasses, let it breathe and open up a bit.
You're saying this isn't a, like, you've had a crazy day and you need some wine now kind of wine, because you want it to sit.
Definitely not. No. Get the decanter out and let that one sit and breathe for a bit before serving.
You need to have patience if you want to drink this wine. I love this one. I want to talk about chocolate, because I taste kind of like the chocolate cherry. There's deep cherry taste on this one, and I would love to have this wine with my favorite chocolate mousse from a specific grocery store right down the road from Nicole's house that I don't get to have very often, but I think about it all the time. This wine would taste so delicious with that chocolate mousse. All right, we like this one, as you can tell. Again, we tasted the 2012 Sangiovese from Kitski Cellars out of Columbia Valley. We're the Wine Moms, taking a little time to enjoy some of the best wine in the Northwest, hoping that you'll try it too.
Cheers!